This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About to do some football's finest, hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation. We're getting closer and closer to LA Live. We've got your expressway coming up. Brought to you by the on-time experts, Wolchuk, Chiafalo, Broadus, Lucius, Carter Freeman, and you, hanging out here on a Monday. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us in the G-Bag Nation, 877-881-1053. Always the number to join the convo on the truckwreck.com text line. But without further ado, Eric, take it away for some finest, brother.
Thank you so much. Plenty to get to.
And screw you, Bobby Belt.
We start, it's well said. You know, we had the Cowboys doing their voluntary workouts today, right? Today was the beginning.
They were voluntarily working.
Voluntary workouts. And Micah Parsons, of course, was there. Not something we've been accustomed to over the course of his career. But now with the contract on the line and the Cowboys
winning.
He's
not going to miss crawfish boil. What are you, serious? Come on, man.
That would be funny. He's like, I had no intention of going, but when I heard Meat Church was showing up with a
crawfish boil.
Crawfish action.
Sign me up.
Where are we at in the crawfish season? Are we like at its peak right now? Is this where it's...
We're getting going here. Yeah, and the prices are starting to come down a little bit. And by the way, we got crawfish on Wednesday.
We'll
Shell Shack across the way.
Here in Dallas.
Come by and have some crawfish with us. We're doing our broadcast in there and also eating crawfish. Like you eat chicken wings. That's me and crawfish.
You are so impressive
with
the way that you consume that.
Yeah,
not only the volume, because I feel like it's one of those things just in your DNA. You don't get full on them. Like if you just sat there all day and had an endless supply of crawfish, I think you could just eat for the rest of time.
But
your speed factor is also mighty impressive.
Yeah,
like in a commercial break, boom, and then the fingers are clean and he's back on doing Krusty's Corner.
True pro.
Yeah.
True pro. And they got a good deal. So National Crawfish Day is on Thursday at Shell Shack.
Yeah.
So they've got now crawfish is going to be $6 a pound Thursday.
We're getting better.
That's good stuff right there.
Better, crush that. And then Thursday we got Draft 101 right here, 4131 North Central Expressway.
And they do a great job with the crawfish too. And come on by, eat crawfish with us and then... We'll talk draft, stuff like that. We'll do stuff like that or anything you want to talk
about.
Right
up North Henderson in Dallas.
But it's funny because it feels like the Cowboys are going to, after the offseason, seeing Micah in the building and doing the leadership things that they want to see. They hand him the contract, but it's just funny to consider, okay, once he gets the contract, who's to say that that is going to continue over the lifetime of the deal? Like, it's very easy to, oh, yeah, it's a contract situation. I'll show up when I don't really have to right now.
Sure.
I put ink to paper. I'm at $40, $41 million a year. Now Micah Parsons over the next half decade. What is my obligation to show up to anything other than the mandatory? So, and they're making this like a huge part of whether or not they're going to give him the contract.
Yeah.
And... It's just so flimsy. What does this offseason matter when you have 5 more to account for and he's got no obligation to fulfill the leadership type roles that you're imagining for him? And hopefully he takes this and he's like, you know what? This is what I got to do. This is part of it. This is why I got paid or part of why I got paid. And now I do think it will be easier for him to sort of assume that role now that you have certain people out of the locker room, in particular defensively with the guys like Jordan Lewis and DeMarcus Lawrence, who we know
that
they did not get along.
It was a little bit rocky between the two of them. And so I do think there is a little bit more of an element to, okay, I am the guy now, and it makes it a little bit easier to embrace that role. But the Cowboys making this a huge sticking point in the negotiations is hilarious to me, because him and his agent will go laughing to the bank, and anything he did in terms of showing up voluntary this offseason has no bearing on what's to come in the future.
No,
so the way the Cowboys go about these things is just so funny and frustrating.
He might have a much better relationship with Brian Schottenheimer than he did with Mike McCarthy.
Could be the case.
You know, and maybe it's one of those things, and maybe it goes back to when Brian Schottenheimer was working with the defensive side of the ball. You know, those defensive players really, really respected him. And they were like, man, Shoddy will wear you out with some information. You know, to a man, they were talking about that. And but maybe, like I say, maybe this is Micah's way of saying, okay, you know, he took a lot of grief for not being around. I understand what you're saying, Eric, but this might be Shoddy could have gone to him and said, listen, man, we're new staff here. We're new coaches. You know, we're new. We need this to get off on the right foot. Can you and I come to an agreement here? And maybe he doesn't show up for some other stuff, but at least for the start of it, there's like, you know, it's a national story. If all of a sudden we see videos of, you know, everybody on ESPN is saying Saints and Cowboys open their, uh-huh. their camps today. You know, that was news. That was news on the NFL Network. But if it's Saints and Cowboys open, no Micah Parsons, you know, then it becomes a big story. And I think maybe Shoddy asked him, like, listen, bro, just do me a solid here. Show up for me, you know, show up and let's get this thing off to a good start. And then we'll work whatever we have to do. If you want to go visit family in Philadelphia, you want to go to Tokyo, and we'll work around it. But right now, just let's all get off on the right foot. And I think he has a respect for Schottenheimer.
Yeah, I think that this is something where a new staff, it's more important. We saw last year, to your point, with Zim and installing a new defense. That's why I'm happy that he's there this offseason.
Yeah.
Moving forward, I agree with you. The likelihood that he gets paid, and then do I go, am I always there? No, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have that expectation. If he is, I'm going to be happy as hell.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is true leadership. You want your best player around, and sure, you want him to set the tone and everyone else to hopefully be able to follow that. But to his point last year, he did talk about Aaron Donald, perennial defensive player of the year candidate, one of the best to ever do it. You know, he's a guy that wasn't there. It wasn't made a big deal about. Well, if he goes out there this year, goes and wins a defensive player of the year, and you have the same coaching staff, then fine, that's okay. But I do think whenever you are installing a new system and you've got a lot of new around you, it's more important for you, even if it is voluntary, for you to be there. But I totally get the, like, I don't know if I'm really, like, going to be jumping for joy just because he's there today. Because the likelihood of him getting paid, and then is he there next year? Probably likely.
Yeah, it's just this is the easiest time for him to be there. And I think it'll tell the better
it's
story over the course of the next few years. Right.
It's the start.
Colorado's star wide receiver / corner, Travis Hunter, he was talking about being drafted, and on draft night, he's hoping that Roger Goodell announces him as Travis Hunter, whatever team drafts him, wide receiver and DB is how he wants it to be announced. He wants the combo, because we know Travis Hunter's trying to be a full-time two-way mm-hmm. player. Cannot wait to see how this works out for him. But I wonder if Roger Goodell is going to... It'd be the first of its kind, right?
Well, he reads what's on the card. So whatever the NFL...
Travis Hunter's got to get to the card writer guy and say, hey, put this in there for me. Do me a solid.
Yeah. I'm not playing for you unless you make sure you put that on the card.
That's with
he's not going to give Goodell a hug there like is traditional if he doesn't get the wide receiver and defensive back.
All of a sudden, it's not looking good.
Do you see what the temperature's going to be for this draft?
Oh,
obviously, it's a nighttime extravaganza. I'm 40s. Guessing... In the 40s.
Low 40s, yeah.
And it's all, April? It's outdoor.
It's outdoors.
Is it like in Lambeau Field?
I think it's in that district they call that.
Yeah. Just that whole area, but not necessarily in the stadium.
Not in the stadium.
Se.
It's okay. Outside. It's like the, what do they call their, I can't even remember what they call their party area anymore. I mean, it wasn't there when I was there, but it's going to be in the Packer district, I think they call it, or something like
that. Titletown.
Titletown.
That's what it is. Yeah, Titletown.
Yeah, there you go.
So it will be at Lambeau and its adjacent Titletown district.
Yeah.
I guess it's the way they can fit all these people in here.
Yeah. So that's
still going to be amazing.
Outside 40 degrees?
Yeah, it's going to be like, yeah, I was laughing with the guys at the Giants. I'm like, gosh. Instead of handing caps, you get them those big old starter parkas.
Yeah.
Like you show up and whatever team picks you get the parka. The big long
dude, those things are incredible.
Yeah.
Them boys about to show up with some furs on. They're about to be dressed to the max.
It's honestly kind of a nice element because the draft night attire is always something fun to kick around, and this will be a very unique addition.
Yeah, this thing is custom made.
So wait, it wasn't Titletown until after you got done with the place.
Well, I didn't know what the area was called. I mean, there's like they've done this whole renovation. Like, trust me, there was 90,000 people in the town when I was, I think still might be the same, but they've added so much to it. But it wasn't called like Titletown Brewery or Titletown area. It was just, you know, it was just Lambeau Field is what it was.
Once you helped bring a title to Green Bay, they renamed it. That's what happened.
Right, Mike McCarthy's got a street there named after him.
That he does.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Now, one of the guys in this draft that's very interesting, corner out of East Carolina, Siobhan Revel. And you guys like him quite a bit. If it wasn't for the ACL injury, he'd be
kinda
a surefire top 15 pick.
I'm a big fan.
Kind of hoping he's there at 44 when they pick.
Be amazing.
Blue star special.
Yeah.
But I saw from Dane Brugler, who's going to be joining us later on in the week,
Wednesday.
Right?
Wednesday,
4 o'clock, live from Shell Shack. Dane Brugler, one of the best in the business when it comes to the NFL draft. That's exciting. But he says that Revel actually, before he got to East Carolina, he was working overnight shifts at Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was juggling a couple of different
gigs. There's another corner that's a McDonald's guy. I'm sorry about that.
So Revel, he was an overnight shift worker at Amazon, and he actually left his graveyard shift to go try out for East Carolina.
Yeah.
Of course, probably just blew them away with the tryout. Gets on the team, and then had plenty of opportunities with this day and age in college football to bounce around and go wherever else he wanted to go. He was clearly better than just being at East Carolina, but the loyalty factor, he stuck around. This is a guy that, how can you not love him? I mean, when you guys talk about him as a player, I already love him, especially with the Cowboys' need for corner.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the potential of this dude, but then you hear his background, and you can't help but love him even more.
Yeah, this is my hope that somehow, some way he gets through the draft. And I know people would, they freak out about, oh, they're taking a corner. This, you'd love to have this kid at 6'2", 194 pounds. This guy plays with a chip on his shoulder. I mean, he is one of the best in the country. In 2023, he's one of the best in the country knocking down footballs, you know, and deflecting passes. And I mean, he's got some violence in mind with the way he plays. So I'm looking for Dr. Cooper, Dan Cooper, Cowboys team doctor, orthopedic doctor, did his surgery, and they brought him in. I believe he was the only corner. There's seven players I can't find. Players.
We don't know from the 30 visits.
There's seven more players, to my knowledge.
So I think he's the only corner.
He's the only corner that they brought in. Now, maybe there's, of the seven, there's somebody that I need to know, and I'm trying to find out.
Who knows?
Yeah, but anyway, here we are. But he is this guy. If you get a chance to get him on your team, then you need to do that.
Are you guys going to be fired up for the Netflix new tell-all documentary featuring Green Bay's number 4, The Fall of Favre?
Wow.
Telling the story of Brett's pursuit of Jen Sturger and his involvement in the Mississippi welfare case. It's going down May 20th on Netflix.
Oh, wow. So they're going to hammer him, huh?
I'm definitely interested.
I would imagine he's not much of a sympathetic figure at this point.
This is not a puff piece, as they would say?
I don't believe so. I can't imagine Brett himself has much to do with the making of this particular documentary.
Netflix
so.
Will go after you now.
At times,
they're going to get into the Jen Sturger stuff.
Yeah, the crock shots that he said.
My gosh.
Unsolicited. Shot, yeah.
The Fall of Favre.
Yeah, The Fall of Favre. Oof. In the making. I'll be looking forward to that. How about Bill Belichick? He's got a book coming out. He's talking about his success as an NFL coach. And at no point throughout the entire book do the words Robert Kraft make an appearance.
Oh, wow.
I think that's I love the petty level right there from Bill Belichick, who right now is going viral because he's on the practice field in Chapel Hill and his 24 whatever year old girlfriend.
She's running the practice
slash
she?
Assistant.
She's like
the Bones Fossil of their. I thought
Mike Lombardi was the general manager of this thing. I think she is.
She's the shot caller.
Well, we had the story about him requesting that she gets attached on all emails.
Yeah, because she's the COO of Belichick Productions or whatever, and it looked like she was trying to like mic him up during the practice. So it seems like it's mostly business related. Like she's not just walking up to him on the practice field to talk about dinner plans or whatever that night. At least it doesn't look like it. It looks like she's trying to be sort of all business here, but it's just a interesting crossing streams of girlfriend on the field during practice because she's a part
she
of
seems very
the
much,
entire procedure.
She seems very gatekeeping like. Is that the right word? Gatekeeper? She's like, she's allowing access to Bill. Like,
but she's in control of who and when and
exactly.
where.
Yeah, she's kind of gatekeep. Bill's like,
but she's dressed to the nines in high heels, walking out on the practice field, stopping Bill from coaching to give him whatever news she needs to feed him at that time. Maybe a reminder for his medication or something. I don't know.
It's just, it is strange. I don't know if it's like a legendary or if it's just cringy and what the hell are you doing here?
It's a little bit of both, but
like as a player, you're thinking like, damn, my coach had his balls chopped off.
Yeah. Or it's like a huge flex. I don't know. Yeah, because it's like your girlfriend is your assistant and
you're thinking Riz God, Bill.
She seems like she's making it about her. You know, she's trying to find the camera. She's getting out there. I mean, on the practice field seems like a no-go zone. Well, like, there's nothing so important right now, honey, that you need to tell me as I'm trying to conduct a practice here at a big-time college football program. Let's wait till after practice.
He doesn't look, like, really distracted or pissed off.
I think he absolutely loves it. I think this is part of his flex of being like, I'm the sheriff here, and however I see fit is what's going to happen.
I'm the daddy.
So at any point, you could see anybody from my direct family out here floating around. There's my son. He's on staff getting paid a boatload of money.
Got a couple
all of those coaches are getting paid some big-time bag. But I cannot wait for the tell-all after all of this brought us, potentially off the record with your guy Michael Lombardi, just to get the details like 5 years from now about what this experience was all like. Because this is very unique, having your girlfriend in heels interrupting practice to whisper in your ear whatever it is and mic you up for your Bill Belichick Productions.
Good for Bill.
Good for Bill, huh?
Good for you, man.
Hey, the flexibility factor's there. She's clearly got him feeling young and spry. There it is, football's finest.
All right, thank you so much, Eric Chiafalo. Football's finest every day here in the 5 o'clock. It's time for the Expressway Uninterrupted Radio Gold, brought to you by the On-Time Experts. We got LA Live as well, brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's greystone-roofing.com. That's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, let's go commercial free to the top of the hour. We'll cap it off with some LA Live here on a Monday in the G-Bag Nation segment brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And thank you to the on-time experts for allowing us to go commercial free here to the top. Everybody's texting in, a lot of people texting in saying we were hating on Bill Belichick there. Did that feel like a lot of hate coming our way? I mean, we're just a little bit surprised, a little bit taken back. It's a hilarious visual to have his dolled up 24-year-old girlfriend, who if you didn't know any better, you would think was his granddaughter or something, walking in heels onto the turf at Chapel Hill during spring practice and just going through, I guess, items of business here that were so pertinent they had to get done during the practice. Were we being hateful there? Seems like a lot of people feel like we're just hating on Billy B.
I didn't think that there was a lot of hate. I think it was just
It's a
crazy pivot from the most buttoned down guy that was in control of everything that didn't want Tom Brady and his dude there working in the facility because he wasn't part of the Patriots.
Well, that was a fake doctor, though.
True.
If this was a fake girlfriend, I'd feel differently.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real girlfriend, but like, what, does she have any real football affiliation? I mean, you're just having her there because she's your girl.
She's got a lot of affiliation.
I guess so. But no, man, do your thing. Good for you.
Okay, we have the NBA. We have the NBA playoffs now, getting ready to get cranked up. The wind's out of our sails. No, I do. I do care about some other teams. I mean, this Western Conference first round. You're getting Lakers, Timberwolves. You're getting Nuggets, Clippers. With the way the Clippers have finished the season and the way Kawhi Leonard is like turning back the clock and looking like the best version of himself. Can you trust his health? I don't know, but that's going to be a hell of a series.
Hell of a series.
I'm not fired up to watch the 10 seed Dallas Mavericks for a play-in game in Sacramento. I'm sorry, that's not really going to get it done for me.
That's our Dallas Mavericks.
Golden State botching their opportunity to skip the play-in.
Watch me watching Krusty's Corner on that Thursday. I'm going to ask Eric every question about the Mavs.
I want a full scouting report on the Kings during Krusty's Corner.
Yeah.
What do the Mavs have to do to win?
Eric, you know.
For the opportunity to get swept in round one of the playoffs, what do the Mavs have to do to beat the Sacramento Kings?
Oh, swept. Come on. They match up great with Oklahoma City.
Shout out to Jonas Valanciunas of the Kings, by the way, who's the only player in NBA history to appear in every single play-in tournament since it's been in existence. So he's captain play-in there.
What's his
Mr.
record?
Valanciunas. I think it's probably middle of the road. He was doing it mostly with the Pelicans, I think.
Oh.
But now he's in Sactown, I can get up for. Lakers and T-Wolves is going to be super interesting. And Luka is now really kicking it into gear. We saw it firsthand here at the AAC last week.
Surprise, surprise.
Then he had another monster performance over the weekend, and you know what he does to the Timberwolves. I mean, that fan base has to be shaking in their boots right now. The idea that that's the team they have to square off against. That's star-studded, dude. Western Conference is outstanding. Eastern Conference, a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, pretty weak.
But when it comes to the West, I'm fired up. How about Victor Wembanyama missing all the time that he's missed, and it's like the final 2 months of the season or whatever, still led the league in blocks this year. So wow. that's a guy who's
it is a little bit of a cheat code. I mean, he is so darn tall.
Yeah. Now, he has given a health update, and he's been able to do hard work, like hard lifting and also basketball work. Says it's all very controlled and light at this time. Sometimes I feel like I would like to do more. It's a logical medical direction, so I trust the process and trust the medical staff, but all signs pointing to Wemby being good to go for next season. So that is certainly good for him and the league. Still wish he wasn't a Spur, but that's beside the point right now. I just love the idea that missing 2 months of the season, he still led the league in blocks. He's an absolute savage. Now, I saw this from Kurt Goldsberry, who is with The Ringer, and he handed out some shooting awards for this season.
Oh, shooting awards.
In the NBA. And
Ja Morant get them?
Last year, I think he did. Not this year. But there's the Wardell Award for Best Shooter of the Year. Of course, that goes to Steph Curry. And he is still just out of this world ridiculous. In over 1,200 total NBA games this season, there have been just two instances of a single player making more than 10 threes in a game. Curry owns both of them. 12 threes in a game back in February, 11 versus the Magic. So, I mean, Steph Curry is still your best shooter in the league, and he's like almost 94% from the free throw line. So he's your best shooter. The Kobe Bryant Award for Best Tough Shot Maker goes to potential future Mav, Kevin Durant.
Ooh, there we go.
Bye-bye Budenholzer in Phoenix. That's three coaches fired in the last like 20 months there.
You think the coach is the problem?
I think there's a lot of problems there. Kevin Durant is on the outs, though. It's going to happen. But it seems like the Suns are putting up quite the bargain in terms of they want a lot. They're treating Kevin Durant like he's in his Oklahoma City days or whatever. Like, if we're trading this guy, we've got to get way more than what the Mavs, for instance, got for Luka. Like, they're trying to get way too much for Kevin Durant at this point. So
good luck.
I don't know how I necessarily feel about that. It's still kind of up in the air. There's conflicting reports on how interested the Mavs actually are, but Kevin Durant will definitely be playing in a new uniform next season. He's still the best tough shot maker in the sport. James Harden Award for Best Step Back Three. How about Anthony Edwards? Anthony Edwards made a commitment to not get to the rack as much this year just because of the general wear and tear that can welcome. But, I mean, the Step Back Three league-wide go in less than 33% of the time. It's James Harden and Luka that have been the most impressive with this particular move over the course of the last few years, but they've never even been as good as Anthony Edwards when it comes to this particular play. So, I mean, he just became the first person in the player tracking era to make at least 100 step back threes while also converting over 40% of his threes this season. He updated, like, he's usually a 6 threes a game type guy. This year he was 10 threes a game, 40%. And he was hitting the step back at a pretty rapid rate. So those are the guys right now that are your best shooters when it comes to the NBA. And again, that Western Conference round one is going to be outstanding.
It's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to that.
Collision course, Lakers-Celtics, just like the NBA wants.
That's your finals prediction?
I think it might turn out that way. They want the ratings.
I can't even bring myself to root for the Lakers. I want Luka to have great games, but I would love to see the Lakers lose in the first round. That'd be beautiful.
Nobody's rooting for the Lakers, just the player.
Okay, now that Rory has won the Masters, next year, he's in control of the Champions Dinner menu.
Okay, so what are we having, bangers and mash?
877-881-1053.
We have the spuds with tuna on it.
What is going to be on the Champions menu with Rory in control? Northern Irish cuisine offers things like Ulster fry.
The hell is Ulster fry?
We'll have to do some research on that.
Hold on.
Ulster, like with a U?
U-L-S-T, like an ulcer?
With a T.
It's like just a fried ulcer, basically. They're gonna have Mike Tyson just lay it out on the table, frying up all of his ulcers.
It's a traditional Irish breakfast.
Why do they do so many beans?
Well, they could have stew. They could have some Irish stew.
That's here. Soda bread.
He could do that. They could do lamb or beef, potatoes, carrots, onions, parsley. Damn, that sounds good. slow cooked, hearty. This dish is a national staple. So he's going to have some kind of maybe some stew. There's a thing called Kolkanen. It's mashed potatoes.
Kolkanen.
What sets it apart?
It's mashed potatoes with kale or cabbage and butter is what it is.
They love the cabbage.
Yeah.
And you can, Northern Irish love the cabbage.
There's corned beef and cabbage. Yeah. Maybe he does that.
Yeah. And you can, he can serve whiskey. We know he can serve
definitely.
Some Irish whiskey. He can serve Guinness.
I never really see a cocktail menu. That's actually a great question about the champions dinner. I never really drink? See like.
I don't know if all those dudes.
Maybe it's too posh.
He could have some Jameson, some Red Breast? Or Bushmills. Yeah.
I like the shape of them.
That's the name of a whiskey, I guess. Jameson, Red Breast, or Bushmills. I think I said that right.
We're getting beans on toast texted in. Haggis and mushy peas. Toast.
Haggis is a Scottish dish. Thank you very much.
What about a Scottish egg then? No go?
I don't even know what that... I mean, I love eggs. Don't get me wrong.
Never had the Scottish egg?
I don't know what the Scottish egg entails. Shepherd's pie. Now, shepherd's pie would be legit.
Yeah,
shepherd's
you had that before?
I've had shepherd's pie.
You would be a huge fan of the shepherd's pie.
It's basically ground beef.
It's ground beef with mashed potatoes. Yeah. My man right there, that is right in his wheelhouse.
That feels like the perfect entree.
You might like the Scottish egg. Now, Brian would hate this. It's a soft-boiled egg wrapped in sausage and breadcrumbs and then deep-fried.
Yeah, well, this is a big bag of no.
That's a no for you. Yeah, I'd give that a shot.
It's not necessarily a Scotland-specific dish. It's popular both in Britain and the Irish pubs. So,
do they do cold beans? Do they eat cold beans there?
Yeah, on toast.
I thought they were warm because I know in South
a
Africa
a lot of text
South
about
Africa does the beans too.
Cold beans.
I think a lot of people do the beans for breakfast.
Yeah,
in other countries.
I'll tell you what though, if you've ever like an English breakfast is pretty impressive without the. I don't know about the
lies.
Blood.
It's all
the
lies.
Blood sausage.
No, the blood sausage stuff can get me too. But I everything else is kind of somewhat appetizing.
A lot of tomato.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I see that.
Terrible, like, bro. As you know it is.
No, it's not. No,
it's can't not. Believe they serving it.
Eggs, bacon, sausage, the bangers, grilled tomatoes, mushrooms, baked beans, toast or fried bread. You could add black pudding. That's what I was thinking of. That's that blood sausage. I could probably do without that. Hash browns, kidney or liver, probably could do without that.
Yeah.
And what's called bubble or squeak. That's leftover potatoes and cabbage mash. Bubble or squeak.
Bubble
and squeak.
Or squeak?
And squeak.
Oh.
Bubble and squeak. Gosh, leftover potatoes and cabbage. Come on, I think Lucius is right. I probably
this has a chance to be the worst champions dinner of all time if he leans into his heritage here. Now maybe
he doesn't. Maybe he says screw
right,
this.
Maybe he has too much respect for all of his peers to do that. But I'm sure there will at least be some level of a hometown twist to his menu. Hopefully, it's just not trying to be the star of the show.
Okay, hey, Rory, we're not going to be able to make it, man. Sorry about that. We got to catch a flight.
Wait a minute.
A lot of late scratches.
You understand, right? Yeah.
It's the least attended Masters dinner of all time.
Did you say, though, Broadus, they have like a side menu for the folks that don't want to get in?
Yeah, you can order off the menu if you want. Okay, I'm gonna try and beat you here. Sandy Lyle, he won the Masters in 1988. And he won it and... Let's see, man, it doesn't have his meal, but I think if we look up Sandy Lyle's champions dinner, that's the one that had haggis.
Oh, see, that just sounds...
Wait, so that's actually happened before?
Yeah, that's actually happened. That is like, that's I believe it's meat in a gut.
He had some things that I don't know.
Do you have a list of what the menu is?
He served haggis, neeps, and tatties.
Yay.
Neeps and tatties.
I don't know what
neeps
those
and tatties
are.
Sound pretty good.
Also, TD Tuesday.
Go to Rick's Cabaret. And get some of that.
He also wore a kilt.
Yeah.
Now that's nice. I like that. If he wants to bagpipe this thing for a little while,
but you're sitting around with nothing on underneath at the table.
What the heck are tatties?
Well, I don't think you freeball when you're going with the.
You do when you wear a kilt. You don't wear anything.
That's the standard?
Yeah.
You free ball in a kilt?
He didn't even go to the damn dinner and he made people eat this.
Trolling.
Why did he go? He didn't go.
Personal reasons. He didn't even attend.
He's trolling.
Oh, he didn't attend this year.
No. Oh.
He didn't attend this past season.
Yeah. Well, neither did Tiger. Tiger was, he didn't want to wheel around with the Achilles problem.
My gosh, yeah. This 1989 haggis menu sounds like ass, my dude.
Yeah, we can't be doing that, Rory. But tip of the cap to Rory after an incredible run there. Yesterday was special. We do have some news in regards to Nico, the Tennessee quarterback who is out now. A lot of people tying him to North Carolina, but Pete Nakos is reporting that North Carolina is out of the mix for Nico.
Nobody wants him.
The Tar Heels are viewed as the favorite to land the South Alabama quarterback, Gio Lopez,
who is
in the portal, and apparently that
cheaper.
Dude... I'm sure cheaper and just not a known quitter and bailer on his own football team and program. So I think that probably gives him the leg up there. All right, now it's time to go into the Pimp Cut with Lucius for a Monday edition of LA Live.
Yeah, let's get into it right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Dance,
get
focused.
Haggis.
Everybody get high.
Phoenix Sun, Capri Sun, Mohegan Sun, the Sun about to set. Illegal Divide. CP3, C3PO, it doesn't matter. Star Wars and Luke Skywalker.
That's who he is.
Illegal Divide. It doesn't matter. Chris Paul, Cliff Paul, Jake Paul, Logan Paul. Illegal Divide.
You can have Harden, you can have a Pard, you can get a guard. Serge Ibaka, Chewbacca, Waka Flocka. White side, back side, sunny side, Lakers in five.
Lakers in five.
It's a great bed.
Yeah, it really is, dog. And did you hear Wendy try to do it?
No.
Hold on, bro.
No way.
Hold
on.
That must have been great.
Wendy hit him back. Oh, here we go.
I'm waiting to hear Steph Curry, Chicken Curry, Tyson Fury, Lakers in three. That's what I'm waiting for.
I thought that was great. Shecky Green, Mo Green, Al Green, Lakers in two.
He said Al Green. Lakers in two. Hey, this is LA Live for Monday, April 14th, 2025. It is a Monday-Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome, people. Welcome, Tolos. Welcome, first-time listeners. Welcome, last-time listeners. It was nice knowing you. Nice knowing you, man. Yeah. And shout-out to the now-disbanded Dallas hip-hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right, y'all seen the LeBron James Barbie? Y'all seen that?
Yes.
I know y'all seen that at some point, right?
Yeah. LeBron Barbie.
LeCan, I believe.
It's called LeCan?
I've seen that floating around. I don't know if it actually
What'd you call it?
Okay.
LeCan.
You're
calling this LeCan doll.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad. Would you buy a LeBron James Barbie?
I guarantee you.
Does it come with a book?
I have a friend I have a friend that I think would probably buy this because he loves LeBron so much.
And put it in his sports room. Like, this is more about memorabilia. I'm going to got the LeBron James Barbie.
Like a bobblehead.
That's crazy.
Yeah. In the most important room on a mantle somewhere. Yeah.
Respectfully. If you want to do that, that's your thing. There was a guy that pulled up in Cali that wanted to pick up the LeBron James Barbie. He was dressed in Laker gear from head to toe. LeBron James, of course. Like that dude that's being that Michael Jordan gear out there in the court. He looked kind of like that. He had the LeBron James shoes on, too. And this fool had a whole choir with him. Made a spectacle of picking up this Barbie. He had to pay for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
So.
LeBron James, I'm talking about the man on the Lakers.
Yes.
That's fire, though.
They hit that really respectfully.
That's good.
Yeah, you've been seeing all the LeBron James songs and stuff, right? That's going viral for the past maybe a month. Y'all been seeing some of those?
I saw a Bronny one. That was like an iCarly kind of like remix deal, but otherwise, I think this is a blind spot for me.
There's been so many LeBron James songs.
So is there
a lot of them?
Is this a trend? Like, is there a reason for it?
Okay, it's a trend. It's a you know, viral thing to do. Make a LeBron James song, get some ChatGPT to help you out, whatever. They're all kind of corny. But this one right here might have me. I might not be mad at y'all on this one right here. They said this was glazing to the max.
Bet LeBron loves it.
Yeah, LeBron probably loves it. The song's called One Bron. reminds me of the game song. One Love. Love, love. You remember heard that song before?
Yeah. I've not heard that, but I do respect the game.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Well, yeah, if you never heard it, you won't get the reference. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. I'll find this for you.
I'm sorry. I need to be better, Lucius.
I am, yeah.
No, you're good.
Who's the all-time leader of postseasons? The answer's Bron. Bron. Bron.
All right, but yeah, I think that's probably the best one.
That's good.
This is the original.
Very similar.
Yeah, very similar. Striking.
Like, copied.
Striking right there, man.
Like, they tried to find a song that nobody would know.
Great.
That's good stuff, bro. All right, yeah. Check out those Bron songs out there if you're into that, or if you just want to make fun of people that like LeBron too much.
It makes sense, dude. The LeBron sexuals are real. They're rampant.
Oh, big
They're out there.
Yeah.
High volume.
Yeah. I'm not a Bron sexual. I appreciate everything he does. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I get it. This dude is 40 years old, still at the top of his game.
Crazy. Unbelievable.
But when I go to my mother-in-law's house, I end up becoming a Bron sexual because she has so much hate for Bron.
Oh, yeah.
Now you gotta defend him. I end up defending the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does he think he is calling himself a king?
She's Team MJ all the way,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she be cooking, bro. All right, let's see what else we got right here for you boys. 105.3 The Fan. This is LA Live on a Monday, Friday. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin.
Yep.
Launched an all-female crew into space today.
Went up and came down.
Did you guys see that?
It made it back.
Was this Katy Perry's deal?
Yep.
Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez. That's Bezos' girl?
Yes, yes.
Her face did not change. The facial expression did not change the whole time. She was excited, but you couldn't tell.
A lot of Botox.
Yeah, yeah. And Jeff Bezos was giving everybody the good game as they were walking in. Go ahead, good.
Yeah. Atta girl.
Go get in there. Gail King, she got up in there. She was scared as hell.
Oh, she kissed the ground when she came back.
So did Katie. They were kissing the ground.
She was like taking handfuls of sand and like rubbing them on her face.
Nothing would ever beat when Captain Kirk went up there.
Oh, William Shatner.
Back. Yes, yes.
Bill Shatner, yeah.
And they put that microphone in front of his face as soon as he got down. He was like, it's a dark void of death up there.
It's a dark void of death.
It's like, man, we're trying to sell this.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm trying to sell this, bro. Did you hear him scream on their way up in that Blue Origin takeoff? You can hear the girls in there screaming for their lives.
Yeah.
Hold on. 2, 1, ignition.
Starting the engines, watching that takeoff happens. And I don't blame them.
There's the water on the engines. Yeah, here we go.
Lift off.
New
Shepard has cleared the tower.
He's just in there screaming. <at them.
laughs> I don't blame him at all.
There they go, having a great time.
How long was this whole excursion?
Like, what, 10 minutes? Something like that?
It's not long at all. Yeah,
you go up there, up and down. You're floating around.
It would be cool to feel that.
It would be cool. And to see the earth, you know, whatever. They said Katy Perry was up there singing What a Wonderful World.
Oh, she's making it about herself.
Made it about herself.
She brought a karaoke machine and everything.
Made it about herself, bro.
She's filming it.
For the next 2 weeks, anybody that's around Katy Perry will not hear the end of this. So, you know, from space, if you look at here, it looks totally different.
You guys just wouldn't understand.
Have you been there? Oh, you haven't?
No, I was in space. And they came back to Earth in a little capsule.
They didn't. They were screaming on the way down.
Bro! They were scared to death.
It's like they didn't think the parachutes were going to come out.
They stuck the landing, though, better than those parachute guys.
Yeah. The flight, it lasted 10 minutes and 21 seconds.
Yeah. Floating around.
That's it, dude.
Gail King was leaning on the, she was just holding on to the side, like, oh my God, just please, just in this. Yeah. She was scared.
Yeah.
She was. Let's do these girls.
Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like the guide parachutes. There go, the drogue parachutes. Just free falling right there until those drones come.
It's like a war.
And then next will be the main parachutes that get pulled out.
Hear that screaming inside the capsule?
They laughing for him, bro. I'm scared to death.
Yeah, that would be. I don't think I'm signing up for something like that.
No, bro. Sound like the slingshot little ride at the fair.
Oh, screw that.
It's like let it go. Six Flags.
Yeah, they're all
scared to death.
Awesome. Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like the guide parachutes. There go, the drogue parachutes. Just free falling right there until those drogues come out.
Free falling, yeah.
And then next will be the main parachutes that get pulled out. Screaming inside the capsule.
That is so messed up, bro.
A dark void of death up there.
They got a former. I wonder if the there's a lady, a Bowie. Is her last name Bowie? Alicia Bowie.
Yeah,
she's a former NASA rocket scientist and CEO of Stimboard.
Yeah, she
I wonder
is.
If she was screaming or was she looking at all of them like,
she's
"What are you doing,
chumps?"
Yeah. She's like, she gets off the capsule all pissed off. You know,
these idiots. She was the only one acting like she'd been there before.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's prepped.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny stuff, man. Yeah. Glad for them. Hopefully some more video of their trip comes out.
Like on the way back.
Yeah, like last year when they gave, well, not last year, but the last time they went up with William Shatner and then they gave us all so much.
Yeah.
He took it away this time because they were scared.
Yeah, we're not going to record this, guys, just in case.
I wonder if that lady from NASA is just sitting there looking at these gals with her arms crossed.
What'd you expect?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Get it together.
Slapping them.
Hey, I got another strange or maybe over laugh for you fellas to judge.
Yes.
If you've ever heard of comedian Kev on stage, he was doing a podcast. They were talking about veneers.
Okay. Teeth.
Yes, and someone said that veneers look like you got a whole bunch of front teeth in your mouth. Good joke.
Sugar cubes.
Good joke. Yeah. It was a comedian named Kanisha Buss, and she busted.
Oh. Nobody was asking about veneers.
Yeah, and then they all be the same teeth. Like, how you got a mouth full of two front teeth? Why do you have different front teeth? Yeah. We have different teeth for different reasons.
Sound like that pug. You remember that pug that laughed? You know, there's a pug that went viral for laughing like that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It 100% is eight of these on the top and the bottom.
Oh my
God. Dude, the hang time on that laugh is ridiculous.
That's got to be the one seed.
Yeah, move over Kelsey Bros. Move over X to the Z.
Like when everyone else is uncomfortable in the room now, it's like, what's going on here?
It sounded like she got tased a little bit.
Teeth. Like, how you got a mouthful of two front teeth? Why do you have 10 two front teeth?
Jeez.
What a mess.
Gosh.
What a mess. And before we get out of here.
Uh-oh. What we watched this weekend.
Yeah, I got some good stuff. I was French onion dipping it.
Mm.
But I was using carrots and celery.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how you sleep at night.
It's actually pretty good.
In reality, you were pissed you didn't have any Ruffles.
I was healthy.
I was too drunk to drive to the store.
Hey, where's the Ruffles?
Yeah. Hey! This weekend, I sat down and watched the Netflix show Balloon Pop. It's trash. Don't watch it. Stick to the one on YouTube.
Yeah, is it the exact same people, same deal?
I don't know what's going on. They totally fumbled it.
Really?
Yeah, they totally fumble it. Black Mirror season 3, or season 6, excuse me.
I heard that was really good.
Great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a winner. It's hits.
People on Twitter.
I said season 3 because it reminded me of season 3 because that was a really, really good one too. Mm. So Black Mirror, I'm telling you, putting a stamp on it is fire. I wanted to see Sinners, the movie Sinners.
Yeah.
This past weekend. I thought it was already at the theaters.
I did too.
It's this week.
Did you show up to the theater?
I didn't show up. I did look at the phone first. But then I felt like an idiot because, like, man, I said that on the mass communication.
Hey, nobody corrected.
500,000 watts of broadcast, and I'm like, oh yeah, guess what? This weekend,
I got an exclusive.
I'm going to see it.
Release date April 18th, 2025.
Yeah, messed that up, brother. Yeah. But I did
the movie Sinners during Holy Week. Is that how we're doing it?
What's supernatural horror. That's what they describe.
Supernatural horrors.
Horror. Very horror.
But
horror.
I did watch a movie this week. I said, I'm leaving here with something. So I watched the movie. It's called Magazine Dreams.
Okay.
Magazine Dreams with Duncanville's very own Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors.
Is this his first, like his first sort of comeback movie or whatever since he's been through?
So I think this was made before he got into the situation. Then they had to shelve it because of the situation. Man, if he would have never got into the situation, they'd be talking about Oscars.
Marvel's trying to get
him
back.
He was in his bag, bro.
He looks amazing.
Buddy can act.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, bodybuilder, huh?
Yeah, it's about a bodybuilder that's trying to make it to the top. You know, he's doing steroids and he's losing his mind, basically. Body dysmorphia and everything. And he just, I'm talking about, he put his foot in that role so good. You say, man, is that really him or is he just really acting? Because dude was really, really good.
Was that on Max?
No, I had to buy it on Amazon for $20.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like it was worth it.
It was worth it. And I don't know when it'll be streaming because of the drama and whatnot. But if it gets a good reaction like this, somebody's going to pick it up. He acted his ass off, man. What a talent, Mr. Majors.
Is this an original or is this is this based on a true story of some kind? Or
that's what I was trying to figure out.
Well, it's let's see. The film stars Jonathan Majors as Killian Maddox, an inspiring bodybuilder grappling with mental health issues and a deep-seated desire for recognition. That's all they say about it, right? They didn't say.
I want to know what his program was.
Didn't based on a true story.
He looks incredible.
I mean, he got jacked for Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
So maybe he, I mean, that would have been probably good roles to do back to back.
I mean, 90% on Fandango, Lucius, 80% Rotten Tomatoes.
So I would not come on this airway and cap. It would only be a mistake if I, you know, I'm telling you, bro. It was fire, bro.
It was acclaimed by this, by the Sundance Festival. Folks, love this thing. Yeah,
it's beautiful. And before we get out of here, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there this week, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius, P-L-U-C-I-O-U-S, on all the social medias. Our winner right here. I can't believe it happened.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Bobby responded to the Eric and Zach again with this one.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
That is why.
Turn it on, leave it on. Pick a platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car. Check me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track
Family
mark. Didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round 8. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Rating so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but...
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah. That's your sister right there, bro?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't know if she knew what you know he was going to do with that.
Got coerced.
Bobby can trick you on things. You got to watch him.
But yeah, he reached out to my sister. I was hanging out with her on Friday, and she was like, "Oh, Bobby's got a surprise." And I was like, "Is this a good thing?" And she's like, "Yeah."
Wolchuk missed work on Friday. Road trip to Austin to spend time with his sister, trying to be a good brother.
I did help you, but I was trying to be a good brother. Yeah. This is how she repays me.
Yeah, he helped me though. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah. That one hits a little too close to home.
Yeah, now it's a little bit different. All right, I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing. The creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. Oh my God, Sam, I holler.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lucius.
Thank you, Bobby.
I'm going to go cry in the corner quietly, but we do have Around the Bases coming up. What we've learned about our Rangers, the latest on Evan Carter, and who's the worst organization in baseball. I hate you, Bobby. Next in the Fan.